Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, October 13, 2020. COVID-19, Iowa Eviction and Foreclosure Prevention Program, October 12, 2020. The Iowa Finance Authority, IFA, has established the Iowa Eviction and Foreclosure Prevention Program to assist Iowans who have been economically impacted by COVID-19 and may be facing housing hardships. The program includes rental assistance, rent payment assistance beginning April 1st, 2020 for up to 4 months, $3,200 maximum. Mortgage payment assistance. Mortgage payment assistance, $3,600 maximum beginning April 1st, 2020. An announcement was made by the IFA on August 24th, 2020, increasing the maximum from $3,000. Eligibility. The general eligibility requirements are as follows: current renter or homeowner, a risk of eviction or foreclosure due to a documented COVID-19 related loss of income, either job loss or reduction in employment hours and or pay on or after March 17, 2020. Household income not exceeding 80% of the median family income, MFI, for the applicant's county of residence at the time of application. Can show pay stub or other appropriate documentation prior to and after loss of income, and can show latest mortgage statement for mortgage payment assistance only. Applicants with an adult member of their household who received federal pandemic unemployment compensation, FPUC, program assistance, the $600 additional monthly federal coronavirus aid relief and economic security or CARES Act, HR 748, stimulus unemployment benefit in one or more payments in June and or July 2020 are eligible to receive rent or mortgage assistance in arrears, but may receive assistance beginning with the August 2020 payment. Funding. The CARES Act provided the state with $1.250 billion for COVID-19 related expenses. Governor Reynolds has allocated $22 million of the federal funding for the program. The IFA will use $20 million of the funding for awards and $2 million for external administrative expenses. The IFA originally estimated that 20,000 applications would be received and that the funds would assist approximately 6,500 households. The funds go directly to the landlord or mortgage provider. The program operates as long as funds are available and awards are made to the first applicants who are ready to proceed. As of October 12, 2020, the IFA has provided approximately $18.6 million to assist 7,635 renters and provided approximately $837,000 to assist 315 homeowners. Assistance. Legal assistance for those at risk of eviction or foreclosure is available from Iowa Legal Aid at no cost by phone at 800-332-0419 or online. The IFA's Housing Recovery Helpline can be reached by phone at 855-300-5885. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Eric Richardson, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.